This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Health authorities urged millions of residents of the New York City region to avoid non-essential travel due to surging coronavirus infections there, as deaths in the United States and Europe rose and countries including Russia and Vietnam tightened travel and business restrictions. The travel advisory late Saturday came after the number of confirmed American deaths passed 2,000, more than double the level 2 days earlier. And earlier, President Donald Trump backed away from calling for a quarantine for coronavirus hotspots in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Instead, Saturday night, calling for a strong travel advisory. The Rhode Island National Guard started going door to door in coastal areas to inform any New Yorkers who may have come to the state that they must self-quarantine for 14 days. While Governor Gina Raimondo expanded the mandatory self-quarantine to anyone visiting the state. She also on Saturday ordered residents to stay home with exceptions for getting food, medicines, or going to the doctor and ordered non-essential retail businesses to close Monday until April 13th to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. She also directed realtors and hotel operators to include new requirements that any out-of-state residents must quarantine for 14 days in their purchase agreements. South Korea and Japan said that North Korea on Sunday fired two suspected ballistic missiles into the sea. It continues a streak of weapons launches that suggest leader Kim Jong-un is trying to strengthen domestic support and about worries with the coronavirus outbreak in the country. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said it detected the projectiles flying from the North Korean eastern coastal city of Wonsan into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan Sunday morning. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Malaysia's top glove corporation, which makes one in every five gloves globally, expects a product shortage as demand for Europe and the United States spikes because of the widening coronavirus outbreak is exceeding its capacity. Executive Chairman Lim Wee Chai told Reuters the company has extended shipping times to cope with the demand surge. Lim said orders received in the past few weeks, mainly from Europe and the United States, were almost double the company's production capacity. Top Glove can produce 200 million natural and synthetic rubber gloves each day. The World Health Organization warned on Friday that the chronic global shortage of personal protective gear is among the most urgent threats to the virus containment efforts. Members of the Cuban medical mission rejected Saturday the attacks against its doctors at a time when Cuban medical personnel were deploying worldwide to fight the new coronavirus pandemic. Cuba, which has the highest ratio of doctors per capita worldwide, has sent brigades to socialist allies Venezuela and Nicaragua, as well as Jamaica, Belize, and even Italy in recent days to fight the virus that's causing healthcare systems to collapse. This week, the U.S. State Department said that the communist government was offering such missions simply to make up money lost when other countries like Brazil and Bolivia sent Cuban doctors packing in recent years. The Trump administration says Cuba exploits its workers and uses them for political purposes. Cuban doctors typically only receive a fraction of the salaries their host countries pay for them, with the rest going to the government, which it says is using that to finance the island's free health care system. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez on Saturday met with top health officials as the country announced its highest daily death toll amid the coronavirus outbreak. Spain, where stay-at-home restrictions have been in place for nearly 2 weeks, reported 832 more deaths Saturday, bringing its total to 5,690 at the time. Another 8,000 confirmed infections pushed that number above 72,000. The Chinese city of Wuhan, where the coronavirus outbreak first emerged, began lifting a two-month lockdown Saturday by restarting some metro services and reopening borders, allowing some semblance of normalcy to return and families to reunite. Panamanian authorities say hundreds of passengers on a cruise ship where four people died and over 130 others have influenza-like symptoms, including at least two with coronavirus, were transferred to a sister ship. Panama's Maritime Authority said 401 asymptomatic passengers were transferred from cruise operator Holland America Line's MS Zaandam vessel to Rotterdam, a sister ship. You can find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.